Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hand on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith." Jesus proclaimed the truth, and some sadly rejected. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. "I don't believe you. That can't be true," your friend says to you. His reaction shocks you. This is your best friend, who has known you as long as you can remember, and he doesn't believe you. You try to explain, but it's no use. You leave hurt, confused and disappointed. If he doesn't believe you, who will? That hurts, doesn't it? And when it comes from your best friend, it rocks your confidence. Jesus experienced something similar. He, along with his disciples, were visiting Nazareth, the town in which he grew up. Jesus wasn't there to only visit and hang out with family. As the Savior, he was there to preach and teach. That's why people everywhere knew about Jesus. When someone local becomes famous, often the locals are excited and proud to welcome them home. Not so with Jesus. As he was teaching in the synagogue, the church, the people were indeed amazed at what he was saying. Then it turned into questions like, "How can this be the same son of Mary and Joseph that grew up down the street? Who does he think he is?" They said this about Jesus? They surely did. Those who knew him longest didn't believe him. They knew God's promise to send a Savior, but they just couldn't believe that Jesus was the Savior. To them, he was just one of them and no more. Now who is amazed? Jesus. He is amazed at their lack of faith. That's why he did very few miracles while there. After he spoke the words for today's devotion, the people became so mad that they ran him out of town and tried to throw him off a cliff. He simply walked through the crowd and went on his way. What does this mean for you and for me? God never promised that believing in Jesus would be easy. In fact, he said just the opposite. There are going to be times when even those closest to us may reject what we believe and say. But he also promises to bless our believing and to be with us. Like Jesus, we go on our way and keep believing and telling and sharing and praying. May the Lord bless all who hear the awesome message of God's grace through Jesus. May they join us in hearing and believing. We ask for the Lord's blessing in prayer. Dear Father, it can be hard to share you with others. Help us to be confident and excited to tell others about you. We want everyone we know to be with you. Bless our efforts. In your name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.